And through the year, we've been telling you about a project in which researchers in Halifax have been building an archive for the LGBTQ community in Nova Scotia. This archive collection includes photographs, posters, buttons, newspaper clippings, all dating back to the 50s. We're going to hear next from Jackie Gehagan, who's a professor at Dalhousie University and lead researcher on the project. She gave an update to the CBC's Brooklyn Currie.
So about 2 years ago, I had a couple of conversations with different people about the apology from the Prime Minister. So in November 2017, he gave an apology for the federal government's role in banning LGBTQ folks from the federal civil service, the RCMP, et cetera, and the military. And so just talking to people about the fact that there was a public apology, and from that there was meant to be some sort of legacy project to remind people of this history. And that got me talking to people about the fact that, you know, here we are in Nova Scotia, and there's a naval base here, and there were numbers of, obviously, people who were kicked out of the military as a result of being outed. And so it was kind of, I guess, a bit sort of timely in that generation of folks who would have come out at a time or been forced out at a time when, prior to 1969, it was a criminal act. But there was still lots of, you know, workplace-related violence, harassment, stigma, discrimination. So, you know, what are the consequences then? The life of, you know, folks who are baby boomers, those born between 46 and 1964, meant that they were out at a time when that was not considered okay by the federal government, by, you know, laws, regulations, within school systems, within employment. Sadly, we've lost people from that baby boomer generation of LGBTQ folks to suicide as a result of losing their jobs and, you know, being publicly humiliated in the process, or worse yet, being beaten up and killed because they're gay. So, you know, we have a long history, I think, of recognizing that sad side of our history, but we also have this counter narrative, which is really about all of the amazing contributions that same generation of LGBTQ folks made to economic, social, and other advances. So pushing for same-sex marriage, pushing for family recognition, pushing for all of those benefits that now many of us from the community take for granted. You know, we have that baby boomer generation to thank for that. And I think we need to celebrate that and recognize it. And the archive is just one small effort to help ensure that we do justice to telling that story while those folks who are from that generation are still with us. And so we're using the archive as an opportunity to collect not only archival materials, but also oral histories. So people donating materials might want to offer an oral history describing what the materials mean to them in terms of their story of their coming out or their contributions to the community or their involvement in contributing to human rights legislation, advancements, any of those pieces, just from their perspective, what was their lived experience within the community as an LGBTQ baby boomer. The Dalhousie University Archives have actually formally adopted, if you will, this project as one of their formal archival collections, which is amazing because that means that what materials are donated will be kept in perpetuity in world-class archival housing, if you will, climate-controlled and secure. So that's incredible because many of the items that have been donated have been in people's basements or attics. Mm. You know, folks have been incredibly supportive of this because they see the timeliness of it in making sure that we can provide those stories of our LGBT seniors and the contributions that they've made to life as we know it as LGBTQ folks here in Nova Scotia. And I would say it's what we've seen so far. It's amazing. Amazing contributions.
You mentioned oral history, so, you know, audio recordings, mm-hmm. as well as actual physical archival documents. So mm-hmm. is this all sort of being digitized and will live on a website in terms of public access? Or does this, you know, does this have a physical space somewhere or both?
Yeah. So the idea is to digitize the materials that are donated and make them available and searchable. Some materials that are unique, oversized, hard to maybe digitize, or we have duplicates of them, for example, those physical artifacts will be stored in climate-controlled conditions at the Dalhousie Killam Library. And people who, for example, researchers who might want to come to Nova Scotia and study LGBTQ history, they would then make an appointment with the archives to go in and physically look at materials. But the idea really is to make this an open, accessible, searchable, and physically accessible archive for everyone to utilize, and not just folks from the LGBT community.
And in the, you know, more than a year that you've been doing this and learning all these things and, you know, diving into this history, are there some things that have really surprised you or really stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I will give you a bit of a spoiler alert. I'm from Ontario. I moved to Nova Scotia about 20 years ago. So when I came here, it was kind of like, who are my people? And so I think for me, it's all been really incredibly amazing. And you know, as somebody who is not from Nova Scotia, I feel very privileged to be able to witness this history, you know, that I didn't necessarily live through, but certainly there's lots of rich artistic contributions that are coming in from different writers, musicians, artists of all kinds, you know, just incredibly gifted individuals who have done and are doing and have been doing for many, 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 many decades incredible work in support of the community. So I think for me, I you know, it's not that one piece is more important than the other. I think just the vast array is really quite powerful. Just the incredible richness in the collection is quite powerful.
Jackie Gahagan is lead researcher with the new LGBTQ Archive Collection, which is being organized by Dalhousie University. If you're interested in learning more about the project, you can find more on the Dal website. She was speaking there with Brooklyn Curry.